by the mercy of God Almighty, Elohim, is grace to speak to you today, all the way from Sri Lanka, to the beloved people in Italy, France, and Spain, very specially. And those who are hurting very deeply, and so much so in their other countries also. It was God's plan and guidance for us to speak to you about the current situations and to strengthen you, to comfort you. For we have heard not much over the news and seen few things. It was heartbreaking. I believe the Lord will give you a little time to carefully listen to these words all the way from Sri Lanka. And may He comfort your hearts, because the pain that you are going through, the brokenness, cannot be spoken in words, and no man on earth is able to comfort, let alone any church. No. Only God Almighty and His Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, can comfort you according to His words, God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions. May Elohim, God Almighty, the Father of Jesus Christ, may open your heart to receive this word and let it come as oil for the hurting wounds in your heart. I would like to see, tell a few words about my childhood. Born in a Roman Catholic family, raised up in all the conditions and rules and commandments of Catholicism, and had my education in a Roman Catholic, a high school, which was then led by the Jesuits of the United States. I was full of zeal, just as of my family, of my religion, and all what I learned, I never gave it to anybody who will belittle me talking low about Catholicism. The year came 1981, January 30th, just after I returned from UK. Still having full of zeal about what I followed, what I believed as a Roman Catholic. On that evening, 1981, January 30th, in a prayer meeting that was held in an Anglican church, the Lord did something in my heart which I never knew what was going on at that time. The only thing I knew was I wept and I wept and I wept. I knew very few scriptures, but that I never read the Bible on a daily basis. So probably I studied it for my exams in college. Other than that, Bible was kind of any other book. Didn't focus on it, for I did not know the depth of the words that was spoken by God. To make everything short about what happened, the Lord showed me at that time the condition of the people who followed the religion that I was following, which I by no means criticize or talk low of it, no, but just God Almighty was revealing the truths from His Word. And I can only recollect my memories. And I was weeping and I was telling the Lord, what do you want me to do? I can't speak, I can't, you know, I have no knowledge. Absolutely, I was weeping and weeping and weeping. I couldn't share it with my parents or sisters and brothers, no. I was scared whether they will accept me. And as years went by, I had so many questions to ask God Almighty, who had done something in my heart which I did not know. But I spent many hours every day reading the Bible, unconscious guidance. Nobody told me to read the Bible. It was absolutely unconscious. And as I read through the pages, I wept, I cried in many places, and I had laughter too. Looking at the answers given by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The way he answered the Pharisees and other Jewish people. And then I never knew anything about what he was going to do with my life. As years passed by, I knew he had called me to set the people free from lies, from demonic bondages, and all kinds of addictions to sins. Then the Lord showed me from his word the truths that I need to learn, which actually set me free from many bondages which I never knew. I thought it was right. I thought the faith that I had was sincere. And I fought with people. Defending my religion. I want to share with you some words, and expecting God to speak to you. It's not my voice, not my words. I'm totally depending on God Almighty, the Father. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. Yeshua, Jesus, came to reveal the Father, his Father, God Almighty. He spoke of the Father all the time. He never spoke anything else. The closeness he had, the authority he received from him, the purpose of his coming, and the reason why he was sent, what message God the Father gave him, is so plain from the scriptures. Anybody can read and understand. As the anointed, what Christ means anointed, Yeshua opened his ministry after being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of his Father. He was given the central message, the good news of the coming kingdom. The kingdom of God that is going to be set up on earth in Israel, in the capital city, Jerusalem. Very soon. So the first word he said, repent. And then afterwards he said, repent and believe in the good news. And the good news was the government of God, the kingdom of God. That's the only message God the Father gave him. as good news to the people of Israel first. And that was the good news, the kingdom of God preached by the disciples whom he chose. And unfortunately, as years of decades, hundreds of years went by, after his death and resurrection, the message was lost. A different message is being preached, and a different spirit is being received, a different Yeshua, Jesus, that is not according to the Bible. It is not Yeshua of the Bible. People are hearing all kinds of things about a person called Yeshua, Jesus. And Paul warned people at the very early times, you'll put up, well, if you hear a wrong message, another message and another Yeshua, and you receive another spirit. The message is lost. Christianity got into real problems, and especially after 325 AD, when a committee was formed in Nicaea, and they came up with all kinds of their man-made doctrines which were not based on the scriptures. I know many of you have computers, and you can open and see how these things were subtly done very carefully, and how they got deceived. And until today, a vast number of so-called Christians in Christianity, that's in United States, Canada, and Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and other places, of course Asia, we pick up whatever that's being spoken by words or in messages through their cassettes or CDs, and we believe that was the truth, the truth. But when we went through the Bible, that was far from it. The Bible has something else to say. So I want to show you in the book of Matthew chapter 11, Yeshua is speaking here. Verse 27, all things have been handed to me, over to me by my Father, that God the Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Son, that's Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, except the Father, God the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except that Son. Nobody knows the Father unless the Son reveals, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal. You pick up your Bible and see for yourself. Are these words, in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 27. So unless the Father reveals the Son, nobody will know the Son. And unless the Son reveals the Father, no one will know the Father. Yeshua is not saying anything about church or anything else. He's talking about revelation that comes directly from God. And since people are so busy all over the world, as Christians, they're so used to going to seminars and listening to messages of preachers in the West or in Europe or in India or any other place. I hardly have any time to look and see whether these things are so, they're true. What God has to say, and we believed what we learned from the beginning, from our childhood, and also we believe what others had to say, what others taught and what others believed, and their own opinions which were not based on the scriptures, the infallible, the word of God Almighty, Elohim. Yes, this is a very hard time we are living in. Very painful times. Nothing to hold on to. As God has said in His Word, He shook the earth once. He said, I'm going to shake the earth and the heavens together. And that's happening now. When is the time we experience such shaking all over the world at the same time? Nations are being shaken. Cities shaken completely. The governments have no answer for the things that are going on now. Science, still, they have not found out anything to stop this virus. Tears everywhere. Panic, fear. Nowhere to stand. To strengthen ourselves. Everything that we hear these days is how many people were newly infected, how many died, and and the infection keeps on spreading. But what I want to say is there hope. Yes, there is. God had made it so possible, easy to know Him. Anybody in the world calling Him or just telling Him, is there a God? And and that you want to know the answer, and that you are sincere, you want to follow, you want to get near him. Yeshua, Jesus said during his earthly days, I want to read to you. By the way, Yeshua had no authority to speak his own words. From the time he opened his mouth to speak to the people of Israel, he had no authority to speak one word by his own will. The words were given by God, his Father. So, once he said, John chapter 5, verse 25, truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. The dead, the spiritually dead, the living dead, those who are caught up in religions, even Christianity, well, they're thinking of born in a Christian family. Whatever the denomination is. But Yeshua is saying, the hour is coming. He was talking to the Samaritan woman. And to the Jews. They will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. And later he said, verse 28, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs, in the graves, will hear his voice. The voice of the Son of God, Yeshua the Messiah. Jesus Christ. And will come forth, verse 29, those who did the good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who committed evil deeds to the resurrection of judgment. They all are going to rise. The tombs will be opened. God will raise them up. Now the good news to you, children, I want to say, according to the knowledge and the light of the word people have received, they will be judged. It is appointed for men to die once, and then comes the judgment. After death is the judgment, but the resurrection will take place when Yeshua returns back to set up his kingdom in Israel, in Jerusalem. This is the good news. So I want to say, it's very painful now for many of you who have lost your loved ones. Father, the mother, grandpa, grandma, Will they come back to life again, you ask? 100%, yes, they will. They will rise from the grave. You say, well, they were not buried, they were cremated, they were burned. That's no problem. For God Almighty, nothing is impossible for Him. They'll come back to life. That's what the Word of God says. They will come back to life. Your father, your mother, your child, whoever has gone by, they will rise from the grave. The grandpa, the grandma, all of them. The first ones to rise are those who knew Him and died in Him. You read the book of the prophet Daniel, it's so clear. Chapter 12, verse 12, 2. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Many of those who sleep in the dust, the dead are dead. They're not in heaven. They're not someplace burning. They're dead. Man was taken out of dust, and God said, unto dust you shall return. Many of those who sleep in the dust, you can read from your Bible, Daniel chapter 12 verse 2, who sleep, that means you are dead, their bodies are buried and they have become dust, sleep in the dust of the ground will awake these to everlasting life, but others to disgrace, to everlasting contempt. Those who have done good and those who have done evil. Every saint, every person who ever lived on earth, dead. That includes Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, includes Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the King David, Peter, John, James, and the apostles, all dead. They will all rise at the coming of the Lord, at the last trumpet. So what I say is, the resurrection is a blessed truth. What God Almighty, our Father, had given us, the hope. All those who have died through this virus, especially I'm speaking beloved people in Italy, France, and Spain. And I urge you, take the Bible and start reading. Allow God Almighty to speak to you. He will comfort you. He will heal your heart. And the good news is, the dead shall rise. Most certainly. I want to read from God's Word. The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Let me read from the first verse to third verse. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out of the spirit, by the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. Lo, they were very dry, the bones. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord, you know. Skipping the other verses, coming to verse 11. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. That's a situation of many people who have been hit by this deadly virus, demonic, this disease spreading so quickly, putting fear in the hearts of the people. Children as well as parents. Well, remember, these are the last days, which again Yeshua bringing the words from the Father, and he said these things will be there in Matthew